Welcome to Season 6 of Retrain Your Brain, 10 minutes of practical personal development to help you reframe your thinking to be your best self. This season reflects on some of the frustrations which 2020 has brought to the fore, including cancel culture, lockdown fatigue, and fear of missing out, looking at the common reactions as well as how we could choose to respond moving to 2021. If we have freed our mind from the negative, we've got space to focus on what will enhance our lives. Many of us in the field of well-being will often promote generosity of spirit, which can strengthen bonds with those to whom you give and often open further opportunities for your own progress. But giving too much can mean compromising your performance and yourself as you begin to feel too thinly spread. Remember, successful people say no all the time. They have to. It makes them better for when they say yes. Now, there's some common reasons why you may be reluctant to say no, and they include feeling guilty, enjoying being needed, feeling that you're valued or worthy because you are needed, having a reputation of, oh, that's so-and-so, he or she will always be able to help, or simply not knowing what to say. View saying yes like filling a glass. There will come a point where you've said yes so often the glass is overfilled and no longer functions as a glass. Whilst being flexible and adaptable, keep the value of your time, your money, and energy at the fore. And remember, in any healthy relationship, I'd certainly question somebody who didn't want to be my friend if I said no. And similarly, I'd rather you said no to me early than yes and flaked out or resented me for it. Saying no is a virtue I respect because it shows me you respect yourself. So here are some tips to remember when tempted to say yes all the time. Number one, never give more of anything than you can afford to lose. While selflessness may be praised, you need to remember to affix your own mask first. If you're a caregiver, giving is natural to you, but you must always remember that if you're in such a role, what will happen if you've given so much of yourself you no longer have the strength? That's not to say be selfish, but remember your own value and do not compromise it. Similarly, also consider if you're always doing something for everybody, is everybody learning to take empowerment and self-belief and ability themselves? Number two, being amenable is a two-way process. It's not a means of keeping someone or something. No matter what love language you prefer, and do check out my podcast on that, everyone likes a freebie. And in fact, for some, it's a marketing strategy. But when it comes to relationships, it is so important to know that giving is a means of deepening a relationship, not a means of trying to keep one. The moment a relationship is built on gifts, where one person's always giving, perhaps because they want the relationship more than the other, it's not going to last. The giver will begin to feel resentful, and the receiver never really committed. Number three, saying no does take practice. So sometimes having a helpful yet empowering response pre-prepared can help you when you're caught off guard in a please help me situation. Practice these statements. Of course I can help, but I can only do it at or by a certain time. Or I only have 5 minutes and then I must get on with whatever it is you're doing. Or can I let you know at the end of the day, today or tomorrow, or insert date there? Or, here's one I made earlier, giving them a sample template. Or, how would you like me to help you? Or, what do you think is best for me to do? Or, what would be of most help to you at this time? The first three also relate to another mindful moment. Remind yourself never to say yes without thinking when you're in a good mood. The last one is actually really important, because not only do you know what's in your remit to offer, but you're actually empowering the person asking by asking them what they feel would be best in terms of how you could help them right now. Point number three allows you to buy some time. Can I let you know at the end of the day, or can I let you know tomorrow? And point number four, the here's one I made earlier. Now, that might take some preparation, but ultimately it could save you a lot of time and energy. Having a template pre-prepared, especially for things you are commonly asked, means that you can offer someone support without having to take extra time to go through something step by step, and you're encouraging them to take on the work themselves, but of course with giving guidance. So, remember that saying no reminds you to value yourself and what you have to offer. And once you recognize your worth, others will too. That's all for this session. For more practical tips, the Leader's Guide to Resilience is in bookshops now, or try my free self-development tools, tips, and guided meditations on my YouTube site, Dr. Audrey Tang, or articles on my website, www.draudreytang.com. And remember, choose to be awesome, because that's who you are.